This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today. Revolution begins with reform at the home office. Judges 6:20-24. That same night the Lord said to him, "Take the second bull from your father's herd, the one 7 years old. Tear down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Then build a proper kind of altar to the Lord your God at the top of this height. Using the wood of the Asherah pole that you cut down, offer the second bull as a burnt offering." Consider this. Reviewing our words of encouragement from the story of Gideon so far. Number one, God chooses the unlikely to accomplish the impossible. Number two, a change of life only begins with a change of heart. Today we come to yet a third encouraging word, or at least it is a word that requires encouragement to undertake. Yet before that, let's once again revisit our working definition of biblical encouragement. To encourage in the biblical sense of the term is to stand in the stead and agency of Jesus, participating in the work of the Holy Spirit to minister grace to human beings at the level of their inner person, communicating, conveying, and imparting life, love, courage, comfort, consolation, joy, peace, hope, faith, and other dispensations and manifestations of the kingdom of heaven as the moment invites or requires. Now to the challenging encouragement from today's text, number three. Revolution begins with reform at the home office. Tear down your father's altar to Baal. Whatever Gideon was hoping he might hear from God, I can assure you it was not this. It reminds me of that time as a kid when my best friend took it on himself to throw away an entire carton of his father's cigarettes. Tear down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Here's how I imagine Gideon's inner response went. "Come on, Lord. We made peace. Remember our altar moments? You and me are back now. Things are good, cozy even. Can we just work on having some better devotional times together? Why do you have to take it here so all of a sudden? This is not what I signed on for." And that's the problem, isn't it? We want God to comfort us in our problematic life. We want Him to bring the cozy into our chaos, to hold our hand, to make it better. In this frame, faith becomes more escape than engagement. We must remember verse 4 and what drove us to our knees to begin with. They camped on the land and ruined the crops all the way to Gaza and did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep nor cattle nor donkeys. Even worse is verse 2, which reminds us how we allowed ourselves to deal with such oppression. Because of the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain clefts, caves, and strongholds. There's only one reason the people of God find themselves exiled in their own home. It's because their home has become compromised through allegiances and alliances with other gods, with false teaching, with counterfeit gospels, and idolatrous ideologies. The problem is not out there in the culture. That's the symptom. The problem is in here. After all, it is the very first commandment. Exodus 23 says, "You shall have no other gods before me." Revolution begins with reform in the home office. Tear down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. This takes enormous courage. There is perhaps no more essential encouragement that we have need to receive and to give others. Revolution begins with reform in the home office. 1 Peter 4:17a, "For it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God." The prayer. Father, let the revolution of awakening begin with reform in my heart and at my home office. Where have I compromised my allegiance to your sovereignty by some alliance with a lesser god, some other solution that promises comfort or prosperity? Is it money or some other addiction that has trapped me and made me an exile in my own home? So I continue to pray, Lord Jesus, send your spirit to search me and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. In Jesus' name, amen. The question, where are your altars to Baal? Remember, they are easier to spot in your neighbor's house. Never start there. Always begin with your heart in your home. Then you will see clearly. For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.